This is Mike's with Mike's, episode 2.
What's up, boys and girls? Michael Cheek.
Mike Rogers.
How y'all doing out there?
So,
what have you been up to, buddy?
Working on the house.
Working on the house?
Yeah. Ended up being worse than I thought. Now I got to pull boards out from the foundation, so.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Wow.
No, it was this morning. Yeah, right before I came over, I'm like, oh, shit. I'm talking to the wife. I'm like, this is not good. I'm like, this is going to take longer. It's going to be cheaper, but take longer. So.
You going to do it all?
Yeah. Why have pay somebody when you can do it?
Like when you're like me and you don't know how to do shit.
Yeah, no, I just got to pull out a couple 2x10s out of the foundation and pound them back in. So luckily there's a board behind it, so it's not going to like collapse the house. Right. But
all because of, it was previously mentioned on the other podcast, you had some like dry rot in your deck from something. What was done wrong with the house? What was not done?
Two hillbillies with a case of PBR decided to put up a deck and took no consideration into that there's things called rain and wood rot, you know, if the water sits on your wood. So yeah, they didn't flash anything between the house and the deck, and it just kind of ran out in there and would sit in between the boards and started rotting shit out.
So water rots wood. Gotcha.
Yeah, and the carpenter ants got in there, and that's what caused the big problem. That's why I got to pull the boards out, because it was like a lot of little surface rot, but the fucking ants got in there and decided to chew up everything. And I go inside and look at the wife. She's like, yeah. What's wrong? I'm like, I got a bad feeling about this, man. I got a bad feeling. And I said, I'd rather be safe than sorry. So yeah, I got to pull that shit out.
Jesus. Well, that sounds horrible. You should hire somebody to do that for you. Somebody cheap. Anybody cheap out there want to do this for Mike? Come on. Hit us up on Facebook. Let us know. Real quick, we're drinking a nice key lime Goza from Urban Artifact. Urban Artifact is down in Cincinnati. This beer is awesome. Goza is a sour beer. It's just awesome, man. I really like it. So go check them out if you're in Cincinnati.
Definitely.
They got a good brew scene, actually. They got Rheingeist down there, and is it like Mad Tree or?
I've never been. You know what? I have been to Cincinnati probably in 20 years. So I'm kind of like,
really?
Yeah, I should. Well, I don't go. I don't go that way much. You know, it's like, but
it's Cincinnati. Who really goes? I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
It's turning into a pretty cool beer town out here, though.
That'd be a nice place to take the wife, go for a flight, fly in there, stay overnight, or some shit like that.
Yeah, I did. The last time I remember going to Cincinnati was with my buddy Phil Smith. Have you met Phil?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you may have met him at some point.
Probably.
But we were out there for a UFC event, and I'm always notorious for getting split up with the crew. Like he was macking hard on these girls, and I was like, man, I don't really have any interest. So I just walked off. Dude, I was walking down the street, saw these two black gentlemen across the street. I was like, hey, you guys want to come drink with me? And they're like, yeah, fuck it, you know. Like, I'm buying, you know. So we went into this place, you know, pretty much all white. And bottle of beer, man. And they were like, man, we don't really feel all that comfortable in here. And I was like, well, let's go somewhere where you're comfortable. So they took me to this nightclub, man. And I was the only white guy in there, I think. But, you know, don't fuck me. I had a good time. Danced with black girls and stuff. I had a great time. Made it back to the hotel and walked in. And Phil was having sex with some girl.
Well,
not the girl he was macking on, by the way.
Did that one cost any money that he had in the room?
No, it did not.
Oh, okay.
No, it did not. No, but I did come in and say, hey, did you take that one? Did you fuck that one blonde whore? And she popped up. A different girl. I wasn't referring to this girl, but she popped up and she was like, hi. I was like, oh, shit.
You're like,
so I just went to the shower. I was like, I'll just take a shower here, dude. I get out, dude. I fucking, it's just. I'm like, motherfucker, dude. Jesus, we're both in this room. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, back anyways, in the day.
He kicked her ass out eventually. But and we went to sleep. Yeah. Shout out to Phil.
I don't miss the dating scene. The whole that you know, I guess it was cool when you're like, you know, 20, 22, 24, 25, but the older I get, the less less attractive it becomes.
It's easy these days. All you got to do is create a Tinder profile, right?
Yeah.
Swipe right or left or whatever the hell it is, and you know,
yeah.
Go smash or go find a girlfriend. I guess I don't know.
I wouldn't even know where to start with that stuff.
That's where I'd start. It seems like the easy way to do it.
Yeah, Tinder is just like, I mean, pretty much the profile is, you know, some girl looking for cock and right. some guy looking for twat. And
I remember getting laid off MySpace back in the day, man. I mean, I can't imagine the fucking the shit that's going on these days. Jesus.
Oh, God, I was dealing with kids in MySpace, man, having to keep them in check.
MySpace, not an official sponsor, but just a wonderful up-and-coming social media site, in my personal opinion.
Shit, I remember, I just remember old chat room. That tells you how fucking old I'm getting.
Yeah, you know, like when the internet first came out, and it was just like chat rooms, like, holy shit, we're typing with someone in California. Yeah. I mean, this is crazy. It's too much, man. Oh, now I want it to just go the fuck away, mostly. Even though this is going to be put onto the internet, but you know.
The whole thing with the internet is, the internet's a weird, it's a mixed bag, double-edged sword. I mean, it's like all technology, everything like that. You know, there's some great stuff about the internet. But for the most part, it's just cat pictures and social media, and it's just bullshit for the most part, you know? And I like the cat pictures, because I'm a cat person, but...
Jesus Christ.
You know, I know.
It's all right, no.
But, you know, just too many people talking about nothing most of the day. I mean, like we're doing, we're talking about nothing.
Yeah, you know? But, you know, we're at least sitting in front of each other, and neither of us have our phone in our hands, and we're having a conversation.
Exactly.
We happen to be recording it. I mean, like any of this bullshit scripted, so.
No, my phone's not even in front of me. I usually lose it when I go home. That's the best thing. Yeah, I felt bad the other day. You texted me, and I had left my phone at home that morning when I was at work. I went to work, forgot my phone, didn't give a shit, got home, didn't even think about it, and then I look at, like, 8:30, 9 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, a couple people messaged. Oh, Cheek messaged me. And then I'm like, he messaged me at like 10 o'clock that morning. I'm like, boy, I feel like a complete scrote texting him back like 9 hours later.
No big deal. I do that all the time. Yeah. I do that all the time. Mostly just people I don't want to talk to, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, internet is, there's just too much. It's just, I'm guilty of it too. I'll get up in the morning. My kid gets up at like 6:30. So I'll sit there and I'll just troll on Facebook for a couple hours, just having fun entertaining myself. But, you know, it gets pretty ugly on there, man. I mean,
yeah,
I try to just, you know, say, like, lighthearted fun things. Or sometimes I call people out, but, you know.
I skulk around on the Twitter. I got, like, two accounts. I got, like, my good person account, and then I got my trash talking account.
Oh, shit.
That I get on there and I give people a hard time with.
We need a Mike's with Mike's Twitter account, man.
There we go. I'll have to make sure I don't trash talk with it too much, so we don't piss too many people off.
Dude, I'll tweet it out to my 10 followers on Twitter.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It'd be pretty cool.
I always get these weird fuckers, like these like spam bots or like these bots that follow me, and it's like some like porn star shit, and I'm just like, what? Mm-hmm. So there's some amateur porn thing, you know, and I'm like, I don't even skulk around for porn on Twitter or anything like that. I'm like, what the fuck? But just like you get these random things where it's like, come see my twat on my live stream channel type of thing. And I'm just like, nah, that's
it's because
fine.
Your Roomba's been looking at what you've been jerking off to,
right,
man.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Get out of the room, Roomba. I'm trying.
Roomba's right behind me, yeah, you know.
Mapping out your house and your porn schedule. Jesus.
That's like 8 times a fucking day.
I hate it. Also, that shit, you all got to go look at something on Amazon. Like, I was looking at a fucking frog gig the other day because I want to, you know, gig some frogs and eat some frog legs. But then, you know, I'm looking on Facebook and an ad comes up with a frog gig. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, I know they're not just advertising fucking frog gigs. So it's just so annoying. Like, you know, if I want to buy it, I'm going to buy it. I'm not susceptible to any of that stuff, really. I mean, like, I'm going to buy it when I want to buy it. But it's annoying.
Yeah.
It's very annoying.
Yeah. Like I said, anymore, I get home from work because I work on a fucking computer all day. That I just, the closest I get to a computer is either A, tinkering around with this kind of stuff, you know, like if I got, you know, make sure I got to get something ready for the next, you know, day or some shit like that, or something coming up, or I get on my PlayStation or, you know, something like that, or get on Steam and play a video game, but that's about as close as it gets to.
What's Steam?
It's a video game service for computers.
Oh, just like random games or?
No, you buy games through it.
Oh, okay.
It's the biggest one.
I never got
out
into
there.
Computer games because I could never control it. You know?
Well, you know what? I hate to. I'm a lazy ass. I hate using a keyboard and a mouse. I know, sacrilege to anybody who plays PC gaming, but you know, I have a thing where I connect it to my TV in the basement and I sit there with a controller and play whatever. Yeah. You know, I like to sit on my couch and do jack all, man. You know, I hate sitting at my desk trying to fucking, because I sit at a fucking desk all day. I don't want to.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm fucking sitting at a desk all day is horrible. It's not a good lifestyle.
No. It's
not a good lifestyle. We're not meant to do that. We're just not meant to do that.
I told my wife, I said, if I'm doing this in the next 10 years, I'm going to fucking hang myself right in my goddamn cubicle.
Well, if you're doing this right here, I mean, this podcast is probably...
I can do
this. This is going to take off, obviously.
The podcasting I can do, I can sit here and bullshit for ad infinitum, but...
It's bad as we'll keep making them when everybody stops listening.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just going to bullshit.
It's good stress relief.
All right. Although, if you want your beer mentioned on the show or your brewery... Let us know. All we need is a free T-shirt each, and a few beers.
A few beers, or if anybody has a suggestion for a brewery that we haven't been to, which probably isn't many.
Probably isn't going to happen.
But you know, post up on the Facebook page or some shit like that.
Yeah, some shit like that. What are you going to do with the rest of your day?
What am I going to do?
Yeah, you going out with the wife tonight?
I think we're going to go to a brewery somewhere.
You are. Yeah? Where?
I don't know yet. We were talking about going back out to Yakida in Elkhart. Good beer. Good beer, good food, too. Good food. Yeah, big shout out to Yakida, man. They're fucking, that's a good brewery. There's a lot of good.
And Bear Hands, they have their IPA day, double IPA day.
Yeah, Bear Hands is really good. We've had some good experiences at Bear Hands, man. Because we used to have, we didn't re-up our season tickets for Notre Dame hockey this year. They kind of pissed me off when they went to the Big Ten and then jacked up the ticket prices. And I'm kind of like, man, I liked when they were in the Hockey East or the CCA, because you got all these like weird teams like fucking Alaska and Maine and, you know, UMass Lowell and Boston College. Well, Boston College isn't a small college, but I mean, you know, you got these different teams coming in and it wasn't fucking Michigan or Wisconsin or Penn State. And I'm just like, you know, now they're like, oh, we're going to play Wisconsin more and we're going to play Michigan more and we're going to play Penn State more. And I'm just like... I don't fucking care.
No.
I actually liked the smaller teams and And then, like I said, they jack up the ticket price so they can pay the fucking Big Ten. I'm like, screw that, man. What
NCAA and just the fucking conferences, what a big fucking just organizations and fucking businesses they are.
Yeah.
Basically, just indentured servitude. You know, those kids aren't actually getting a fucking education. Have you seen their practice schedules?
Oh,
Jesus! They ain't got time to focus on class. Give me a fucking break.
You know, and I mean, I'm still going to go to some games this year. Don't get me wrong, but you know, we had great fucking tickets. We were right on. We were three rows up from the glass, right on the blue line. So, like, we were right across from Notre Dame's. Where they come out, you know, they're from their locker room right then and there. So, like, you know, on the games, we, you know, when they come out, we were just right there. We could see them all come out, you know. And they were great seats, but I just, when I saw the amount of money that, you know, they jacked up the price by over 30% per ticket. And I'm just like, just for Big Ten? Fuck that. I can't do it.
No. I don't know if I'll ever get rid of my Bears tickets. It's just, I don't know. It's as much torture as they put me through and as expensive as they are. I still just can't stomach not going. And we got the party bus now, so. And I think next week we're going to do a little Bears preview show. Try to get it up. We should probably have it. I mean, you can probably get it up by Saturday afternoon, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. Definitely.
So definitely listen to that. You know, if there's one thing I do know a little bit about, it's the Chicago Bears. I've seen enough damn games. Really don't know a whole lot about them now. I haven't been able to watch the preseason, but. I think we're going to have I'm going to try to get Pete Bodnay on here. He thinks he knows about sports, and he's a pretty funny guy.
Yeah, I used to keep up with the Bears, like, a lot. You know, I mean, I'd watch every game, and I was always on the sports radio listening and, you know, reading all the articles and all that shit. But, man, they got so bad. I just, you know, and I'll still put it on, like, you know, on a Sunday, and I'll watch a little bit here and there while I'm working on stuff or – But they got so bad, it was almost like a fucking joke.
Yeah. Well, they essentially got rid of a coach that went 6-10, somehow missed the damn playoffs. And they got rid of him for a fucking scrub from Canada that doesn't have any head coaching experience in the NFL.
No. Oh, boy.
See how he worked out. I think he got fired for the fucking Ravens, too, didn't he? Is he still their offensive coordinator?
No, I think he got canned, too, from there. That was a shit show.
And then John Fox, we probably should have kept. I get his name. Is it Pace? Is Pace the GM?
Yeah, Ryan Pace is the GM.
No, I mean, we should have kept Gase, the Dolphins head coach. Sent Fox packing. That's what we should have did. I mean, a young coach in there. They're fucking John Fox. He's never won anything either.
No, and that's the thing about, when it comes to coaches, but he's had all these winning seasons. But if you don't win the grand prize, what's the fucking point?
All right.
You know?
I just want Bill Belichick as my coach. Is that too much to ask?
Who doesn't? You know, for as vilified as that guy is, he does nothing but win.
He'd probably win the damn Super Bowl with the Bears this year.
Yeah, probably.
They stayed moderately healthy.
Yeah.
Fuck. Well, screw the Bears. Did you see that Powerball?
Woo! I would love to win one hundredth of that would have been nice. But $7 million? I would have been fine with $7
million. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
I was talking we were playing poker last night with a buddy down in Indy, and he's just like, oh yeah, I mean, like, I would, I'd get a jet and this and that. I'm like, you know, when you hear more money, more problems, that's the reason why people have more. You got more shit to worry about. Like, dude, just give me a nice piece of land and a house, a couple guest houses or friends to stay on and stuff like that when they want to visit. I'm cool, dude.
The statistics on people who win the lotto are messed up. People actually, people who play the lotto or win the lotto actually go bankrupt within, like, what is it, 5 to 7 years or something like that after that? Because it's that whole thing, like, they think they have this, even if you have millions of dollars, it's still easy to spend that money. You can just buy shit
for
and
one,
more shit.
Buy a jet? Dude, why would I buy a jet when I can charter a fucking plane?
I'd buy a jet, but could I?
You would. You can fly, though. You're a fucking pilot. Of course you would.
But I wouldn't buy
would I go with it? I would just get a private, I mean, get a fucking, rent a fucking jet.
No, I know, but I wouldn't get like a fucking like crazy one. I'd probably buy like a Honda jet, which is like a small, what, 8-seater, 6-seater, jet.
Actually, I said I would just put you on a retainer.
There you go.
And be like, we're not buying one, but we'll just rent whichever one you want every time.
Yeah, I can get my, as long as you pay for my turbine rating, I'll be good with that.
Whatever the fuck that is, yeah, we'll pay for that. I figure I'd put you on about a $250,000 retainer, just fly me where the fuck I need to fly.
If I can do it for $250,000.
I ain't going to be going much any places, man. I'm going to be in the fucking woods hunting and shit, dude. Still growing my own food, still fucking trying to gather food, harvest food from the land.
Well, if you ever want to go out to the brush, all you need is I want to get a float plane. That's like my ultimate dream is to get like an amphibious.
I'll buy you a float plane.
Or a float plane. I up in Traverse City.
Do some mad fishing then.
And I'm thinking about doing this maybe next year. I'm banging it around. It's not too expensive, but it's a weekend course how to learn how to fly float planes and stuff like that. Yeah. You know, it's just pretty much you got to learn how to take off and land on water.
Right.
So, you know,
rest of it's pretty much the same.
And rest of it's pretty much the same. But there's some nuances to taking off on water and landing on water and shit.
Can
and,
only imagine.
And I'd love to. I'd love to get my seaplane rating because I'd love to just be able to go to like I mean, I like water in general, you know, and I like being able to go out in like the middle. I'd love to fly like into fucking Canada and land out in some remote ass, you know, lake or some shit like
some
that.
Some lake that don't have a name.
Yeah, you know? And you know, go fishing or go hunting.
Oh, you know there's
a
ton of fishing there.
Oh yeah. That would
Dude,
be
I am in on that trip 100%. I'll even fly with you on that one.
That would be that's like the fucking dream I have is to have a float plane. But,
that would be the shit.
You know, I mean, they're not too expensive, but, you know, if you get a used one or something like that, but it's kind of like, though, unless I get, like, an amphibious plane, which has wheels and float, like a, there's an airplane called the Sea Ray, there's, like, the Sea Ray and Sea Max, and...
Hey, you just do the float plane, we'll get a little John boat there.
Well, but the nice thing is like, these ones, like, I can take off from Valpo, like, let's just say, you know, I want to, like, go fly up to a lake up in Michigan, per se, you know?
Right.
I can take off in Valpo on the runway and with the amphibious ones and then just land on the lake out there, come back and land back and put in my hangar, you know, type of thing. The only problem with the float plane is when you take off from water, you got to land in water, and you know, and you, it's so.
Yeah, the one with the wheels. Yeah, I guess. You know. I guess I didn't understand the wheels part. Yeah. What is it, drive around?
I guess there are a couple that have wheels in it, but I'm looking at it going, man, that'd be a pain in the ass to land. You know, like I'm looking at this thing like, oh shit, you'd have to land like a pancake and do all this weird stuff. I don't know, but the amphibious ones are like a hull body, so it's almost like a boat. You know,
right?
With wings on it,
right?
And you just, and then you know, it's got the retractable landing gear in it. So I would
definitely do a trip like that. You should learn how to fly float planes.
I'd fucking love to. I'd love to just be able to fly out to like Warsaw or something like that. You know, they got a seaplane port out there, and you know, just in Warsaw, Indiana, and
yeah,
you know, just to be able to land on the water and float around, and you know, like you said, get an inflatable raft and you know, hang out on it, moor the airplane.
Yeah, we could definitely just do an inflatable, and
yeah,
and I mean, that would be the shit, man.
Yeah, it would.
I don't know if I would. I think elk is as big as I want to go as far as hunting. I don't think a moose, man. I might mess around. Come up on a moose and it's not dead and it messed me up or something.
I think it depends on the caliber you're using.
Well, I mean,
if you're using a cannon, you know,
I'm not just gonna walk up on a moose. I mean, just make sure that thing's dead. I might pop it again just in case.
That's probably a smart bet. Yeah.
Yeah, but that'd be super fun, man. You know, there's tons of northern and stuff up there.
Oh, fuck yeah. And I mean, just fishing wise would be just.
Oh, it'd be crazy. Oh,
God, that'd be great. Yeah, my buddy Matt and Joe are up in Canada right now. Bastards.
Really?
Yeah.
Fishing?
Yeah, they're up there fishing.
Fuckers. Should be fishing right now. Just go over to Shorewood after this. I got a buddy who lives right there.
I just live right by Flint. You know, you can.
How's Flint? Did you catch anything in there?
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes. I, you know what, a lot of guys bought their ice fishing actually, and I love ice fishing. So
I've never been.
You know, we should go ice fishing this winter. We'll get some tip ups and.
What's a tip up?
It's you drill a hole in the ice and you put this little contraption on top of the hole and it's got a flag on it.
Yeah.
And then you run your line down there with your bait, usually like minnows or some shit like right. that, or shiners or something.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And then when fish grabs it, the flag goes up, and then you go over there and reel it in. I mean, that's kind of like, but then you can also jig for shit. You know, you can drill a hole and sit out there with your jigging rod, and you know,
dude, I'm in. I'll bring the minnows, man. You
know, okay,
I'll bring them. Yeah, we could. Actually, I can't bring them from there. I was at. Have you heard of Sugar Creek?
No,
Sugar Creek. I went in kind of like by Darlington Covered Bridge.
Yeah.
Threw my waders on and went. Fishing for a smallmouth and just wading around. It was fucking beautiful, dude. But there was tons of fucking minnows, man. I was like, dude, I could just put my trap out here and just get minnows for fucking. You're not gonna live very long, but it'd be too cold to do that then, probably.
Yeah, you gotta put them in a. You actually gotta put them in a cooler to keep them warm.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah.
When that creek was really cool, man. It was really cool, man. But I didn't see a ton of bass. Caught a couple. There was these like school of like shad, I think it was. And then there was these suckers. Really cool looking, like something you'd see in like an aquarium or something. Suckers cool. Running around. They're fast as fuck, too. Well, it was cool, though.
A couple of years ago, I was up in Wisconsin with some friends of mine. And we were, we went on this, somebody had set it up, I don't know, a guided fishing thing or whatever was. But we went to this lake that was way the fuck out there. And we caught, what was it, 125 perch in like one day. It was like shooting fish in a barrel at this place, man. With jigging rods in these shanties, man, and it was just like.
Were you using bait?
Yeah, just little like bee moths or whatever it was, and you just put it down in there, man. I mean, there were so many of them; they were just we had to throw ones back. We were looking, you know. I mean, you know, yeah, you catch some small, you know. Right. 4 or 5 inch ones or 6 inch ones.
You're looking for like a nice eating perch like that.
Looking for a nice eight inch, you know, type of perch, you know. And
yeah, clean we them were all? Just, clean and eat them all?
What?
Clean
and
eat them all?
The guide cleaned them all.
Oh,
and I think the guide was pissed because since we like all fished before, you know, type of thing, we're all, you know, fishing people. He's used to getting like a bunch of wankers from Chicago, these, you know, assholes who've never, you know, fished a day in their life, but want to go back Monday morning to the office and, right, you know, talk, oh yeah, I was roughing it out in the, yeah, you were roughing it in a shanty with a propane heater, but,
yeah,
you know, and we come out there and it took him a good hour and a half to clean all the fucking fish.
Hour and a half for 125 perch?
I guess he was
machine. That guy is a machine.
He was being a machine.
That would take me at least 2 hours.
He was just like, fuck.
Probably two and a half, three.
Yeah, it was. Within this last year, we were on the Wisconsin River this last year, and I don't know. Everybody was saying it was the moon stuff because the guys were talking. Some of the guys were talking. You know, yeah. Some of the guys who live up there were like, yeah, we hit shit. We were hitting shit the other day, and blah blah blah. And they were just, it was like shooting fish in a barrel. And then, you know, we get out there and there wasn't fucking shit. And they're like, oh well, the moon phase says that they're not going to be biting and all that. So
yeah, I don't pay attention to that for me. But the weather, I watch the weather closely because sometimes you're just like after a storm,
yeah,
not going to catch any fucking fish.
No. Yeah,
they got systems inside their bodies that storms fuck with them, dude.
Well, that's that whole barometric pressure thing, man.
That's what I was looking for. I'm not the smartest guy in the world. Are levels okay here? Can everybody hear us? Cool.
Looks like we're pretty good. I'll have to add a little gain to it, but
keep talking about gain. I don't know what gain is.
Or compressor. Actually, I'm probably just gonna run a compressor through it. So.
A compressor? I got an air compressor in the garage next door. I don't know how that's going to help, though. You need to clean out your computer. You need to clean the fuck out of that computer.
It balances the levels, but I'm looking at the mics, and we're hitting pretty good on stuff. So.
Good, good. What else is out there, man? I mean, like the fucking elephants in the room that I really don't care to fucking talk about anymore, but all the fucking nice racism and fucking the alt-left or whatever you want to call them.
It's idiots on both
sides. The people giving the fucking morons attention.
It's idiots on both sides, right, is what it is.
It's like the one side's clearly wrong. Like, let them get their little fucking tiki torches in March, give them zero attention, no stories, and let it just go away.
I wish they would have. Yeah, it would have been like, I've never understood this fascination with the whole white power movement because it's so small. I mean, it really is. It's this small, small, small.
Yeah.
I love it. Everybody's like, oh, the KKK. You know how many members the KKK has anymore?
It's the last time you seen a burning cross, man.
It's like 8,000 people. Out of 320 some odd million people, 8,000 people belong to the KKK. More people belong to the Black Panthers than the fucking KKK. Why does anybody give a shit? Or like neo-Nazis, you know, or this whole
thing. It's obviously morally, horribly fucking wrong. Okay. Crazy bullshit thinking.
The retards from Antifa who are just as bad. They're fucking, they're like this communist, like crazy group who runs around, you know, anarcho communist or whatever the hell they call themselves, you know, and, you know, whoa, we have to punch Nazis, you know. I wish they'd throw them all in a big, like, Thunderdome type of thing and let them fuck each other up and leave everybody else alone type of deal.
Right. Well, there seem to be a lot more of them, so they kill all the races, and if they could just work on killing each other, that'd be great, too.
Oh, they'll just... But you know what the fuck thing is with Antifa is that it's not even about... That whole situation is so complex. It's just too many people with too much fucking time on their hands. Yeah.
Keyboard fucking warriors, and then fucking people want to come out here and fucking in the streets and just, you know, the violence. I'm sure you're only going to see the violent parts. I'm sure there was plenty of fucking standing around and yelling chants and shit like they're at a fucking softball game or something.
But that's their God-given right, man.
Yeah, sure, they can do that if they want to waste their fucking time like that.
Yeah, you know, but that's the thing. They're wasting their time.
Yeah.
They're not wasting my time.
Oh, yeah.
They go sit on a street corner and go, white power worldwide or communism worldwide or fuck the fascists or fuck the communists or fuck everybody or whatever it is. They're wasting their own time. They're not wasting my time.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I just think like the counter movement gives this little insignificant movement a fucking more of a fucking platform.
It does. And
it kind of sucks because it's a horrible fucking thing.
Because it gives each
something
one,
that deserves zero platform.
It gives them each of them an enemy to fight.
Yeah, it gives.
Because there really was no enemy. And anybody who thinks they're going to completely get rid of racism or any kind of racism or bigotry or whatever it is, yeah, I'm sorry, but you're sadly mistaken.
Never going to
ever
going to
go away. I hate these people who say, oh, the institutionalized racism. No, there isn't. There isn't. You know what there is? There's a dude here or a dude there or this there or that there. There's these little one-off peoples or little one-off groups that do their shit. But if we fucking ignore them and just let them do their thing, they'll just fade off into the sunset somewhere and nobody will give a shit. And
there's definitely some inequalities, I'd say. Definitely in more urban areas, I would say. More populated areas and things like that.
It's such a complex situation.
This is probably just mismanagement by fucking government, if anything.
Well, but you know the problem with it is, I think government half-time creates more of these problems.
Yes.
Yeah. You absolutely. Know, you start throwing money at stuff, and then you get people who are on the tit of the government. You know, yeah,
you got to create a self-sufficient fucking population.
There's two factors.
Nothing wrong with helping.
You have to want to embetter yourself, and you have to want to embetter your community. And if you don't want to do either of those things, and you want somebody, if everybody says, I want the next person to do it, guess what? Nothing ever fucking changes. So, you know, when you hear all this shit about, you know, people in the urban areas or whatever it is, it's like, well, you know, it sucks. And it's not that I'm saying that, you know, there's certain problems like gang violence, which, you know, I don't understand. I've never understood the whole gang thing. The whole gang thing is just something that's like so foreign to me.
I understood it back in the day. It's like this sense of like brotherhood and, you know, like
right.
that, you know.
But
it's always, that's just a business as anything else. They're just exploiting fucking people.
They're exploiting
people. That's all
people.
They're doing.
You know, I think the people, you know, they want somebody else to come in and clean up their community. But what I wish they would do is sit there and say, you know, no, we're going to fight back against the gangs or whatever it is. And if the people in their community would fight back against the gangs, then maybe things would change. And I think number two, which would probably go a long way to getting rid of a lot of the gangs, is get rid of the war on drugs.
Yep.
Get rid of it. Because if you make something illegal like this, you know, then you're going to have this illegal, quote-unquote, illegal activity.
You create a black market.
You're going to create a black market.
It's not necessary.
And with drugs, because it's an addiction fueled, you know, especially with a lot of the drugs, you know, it's an addiction fueled thing. You got people who are then at the tit of the gangs for their supply or whatever it is, you know, rather than them, and they got to hide and run in the shadows and all stuff like that, rather than being able to go to some kind of dispensary or even just the fucking local market and go, yeah, I need a pound of crack so I can go burn my brain cells out, you know? And if people want to fucking smoke the crack and burn their brains out, that's fine. I don't care. I really, you know, I hate when we're just trying to morally police people nonstop, you know, because I think it's wrong that you destroy yourself. Well, yeah, I think it's wrong people destroy themselves, but at the same time, then throwing them in jail just isn't.
I think things like meth, heroin, the fucking big drugs that can fucking kill, man, and really ruin lives. Ruin lives. Legalize them, fine. I'm fine with that idea. But really, really, really kill the fucking manufacturing. Like, if you get caught manufacturing, you just wiped off the map, dude. You just get shot.
Yeah, or you know, I mean, instead of spending all this money on giving these police departments fucking Hummers and bullshit to combat the fucking local crack house, you know, which
is
a little bit of overkill.
Yeah,
you know, put it into drug rehab programs for shit like heroin and opiate addictions and stuff like that. I mean, because our biggest problem is like the opiate addictions and the cocaine. You know, like the you know, I guess crack can be is under that umbrella, even though I don't think, is cocaine an opiate? I don't remember.
But,
you know, I mean, the opiates and the cocaine kinds of stuff, you know, if they would spend more money on building, like, you know, things to get these people in rehabs and maybe even like prevention.
We could really stomp out the drug problem.
You're never going to get rid of it.
Killing the war on drugs would be it's never going to happen because it's too big of a business.
But throwing somebody in a fucking prison and thinking that they're going to... No, you're just putting them in there with other criminals and it just gets as bad. You know?
How many people are in prison right now for marijuana-related charges?
Yeah, or just any drug-related charge. It's just stupid. It's just dumb.
But just marijuana.
I know.
And something as harmless as fucking marijuana.
You know, but gambling's legal. I've seen people destroy their lives with gambling. They spend all their money on gambling. You know, think alcohol. I've seen people destroy it, but it's legal. You know, so just make other shit legal.
What do you got to do with gambling? Hey, gambling, yeah. I mean, gambling should be legal.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, it should be. Yeah. You know, like I said, because nobody is forcing you with a gun to the back of your
head. Throw the hotline out there and say, hey, come on.
Yeah. You know, nobody's forcing anybody with a gun to go. Right. You need to go put your money in the slot machine, or you need to go put your money on the table at the fucking casino. You
I played poker last night, but I never gamble when I'm in Vegas. You know, hardly ever. Sometimes. I'll gamble on the video poker machines at a bar when I know the guy's comping my tab. Once he knows I'm a good tipper and he agrees to count my tab for playing an hour, for paying a dollar hand every hour, then we're good. Then I play about $10 worth on there.
Yeah,
I usually cash out like eight.
I have gambling to me. Like, I don't mind, like, if I'm playing poker with the buddies or whatever it is, you know, and putting $20 on the table at the end of the night, you know, whoever winner takes all type of thing. Whatever, fine, you know, because it's more about just being able to sit on the table, bullshit and drink beer, you know.
Right.
But, you know, at the same time, like, I like my money too much. I like using my money for other things than just give it to somebody. Because really, the only reason casinos stay in business is because they take in more money than they give out.
Yeah.
End of story. I mean, so to think that you're going to win this jackpot or whatever it is. And I love these people who go there and they're like, but I'm going to win. I won big last week. You know, I won $1,000. Yeah, but you burnt it this week and then some.
Yeah. Do you understand statistics?
Yeah. Casinos would not be in business if they didn't make money.
Right.
If they paid out more than they took in, they wouldn't be in business.
Right. Odds. I think I don't really know, but I think there's one game, if it's played exactly perfectly, that's slightly in the player's advantage, and that's blackjack.
Blackjack. That's the only one, and you have to know what you're doing.
Yeah, like, I don't know how to do that, probably. You know? There's like three or four moves I probably would fuck up, you know, or someone else on the table, or blah, 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 or, you know. But yeah, it's just boring to me, too.
Yeah.
It's boring.
I can't, yeah.
But poker, while there's boring parts of it, there's a lot of strategy, and I really don't consider it gambling.
There's a
luck aspect.
There is.
But I'm good at poker. Like, I knew I was going to win money last night. I took off work. I'm like, I know I'm going to win. I didn't win as much money as I thought I would. I caught a lot of shitty cards the first game, but second game, I did get a split with my buddy, B. White. Thanks for giving me the 60. Thank you. And, yeah, it was fun. And these other guys just play like fucking madmen, so you just catch a hand and then put your chips in.
Oh, yeah, because you can always tell that guy who's always in, man. Always in, always in, always got he always thinks he has the hot hand.
It's this dude Joe, every time he comes around, I'll play.
Even though he's got seven and a two in his fucking hand, you know.
Oh, I'm pretty sure someone caught bad beat someone on a 7-2 last night. I think it was in a blind, though. So.
Oh.
Not that bad.
Yeah.
We're just, if we ever decide to do like one topic on a show, I think we're fucked because we bounced around to so many different topics.
Oh, I think that's okay.
Oh, I think it's fine.
That's okay.
It's fine. Yeah.
I like the rambling. I think it's it adds character.
Yeah, these mics are so small. I gotta be more wary of this mic. These mics are awesome. We gotta do a remote podcast now.
Definitely.
Gotta do it while we're fishing or something.
Yeah, too bad we didn't. I told the wife about Dark Horse. She's like, we could go back to Dark Horse.
That would be awesome.
I'm like, yay. I'm like, well, we'll see what happens.
My wife felt pretty sick after. After our last little hurrah in Tennessee. Oh. So she was in on that 16 stout sour beer share. So she want to put her medical issues in. Not she has, doesn't have any actual medical issues, but yeah, you know, too much drinking's bad.
Yeah.
So we figured we'd hold off. But Dark Horse is a wonderful place. You guys should send us some t-shirts, Dark Horse. I don't know how you would ever find this podcast, but you guys have one of the most baller beer gardens I've ever been to.
Yeah, they have a very nice beer garden.
And I've been back since you guys have everything in the world. I think they have, like, you know, fucking dry cleaners, motorcycle repair, fucking bakery, fucking cigar shop.
It's like a whole compound, man. It's like, you know, the Waco, Texas of Michigan, except it's like beer and not David Koresh.
Glorious beer. Oh, speaking of beer, are we able to do a pause and start right back up?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
We are going to take a break. Be right back. All right, we're back.
Sorry about that. Just had to grab another beer from Urban Artifact. It's called Finn. It's Berliner style pale ale. Described as tart, golden, and citrusy. I thought I was going to read the whole thing, but no. It says something about apricot, though, man. I've tasted a lot of good apricot beers recently.
You know what?
You guys send us t-shirts, please. Urban Artifact, send us t-shirts, please.
I'm going to have to head down there is what I'm going to have to do.
Yeah. We'll come pick them up.
Pour this up here. So what were we talking about?
Everything under the sun.
Oh, brother. Yeah, beer gardens. Oh yeah, speaking of beer places, I went to New Holland, the Knickerbocker, up there in Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a nice place? Real nice, man.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of the design of it's more modern, but they got an outdoor area, nice outdoor area. That was cool. Nice outdoor area. The food, you can tell it was a little bit swayed towards the whole tree huggery.
What is it again? I'm sorry.
The New Holland. It's called the New Holland has a place called their 8th Street Pub. It's actually in Holland, Michigan.
I've been there several times.
This one's in Grand Rapids, called the Knickerbocker.
Gotcha. Named after one of their. Is it their gin?
It might be
Knickerbocker. It's one of their craft liquors. Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. It was really good. I got this fucking sloppy Joe. Of all things, I ordered a sloppy Joe. Boy, was that a good sloppy Joe, man. I mean, really? The food, like I said, it was more skewed towards the vegetarian. It's kind of that whole, and a lot of it is, you know, more, you know, which I'm okay with. This was like the locally sourced stuff, which was cool, you know, like where they were.
A fucking sloppy Joe at a restaurant?
You know? Dude, it was a good fucking sloppy Joe, right, man. It was a fancy sloppy Joe.
Tree hugger sloppies, baby.
Well, it wasn't tree hugger because it had meat in it, so you know,
pine nuts in it, roasted pine nuts.
You know, no, it was basic, but
it was
like,
tofu. You just didn't know.
Yeah, it had like fried pickles in it, which was pretty fucking cool. You know,
that's gross. Not the beer. The beer's delicious.
So how was the beer? I gotta taste this.
Very good. Berliner style pale ale. I don't think I've heard of that.
That's nice.
I like it though.
Yeah, it's got a nice. It's not for pale ale. It's not real flowery. You know, for pale ale, it's not real flowery. I hate like some of those pale ales. Yeah. You get that really just flowery.
Yeah. Have you had any New England style pale ales?
Yes.
Or IPAs?
Yeah.
Those are taking over the game. Those are
a little bit more.
Those
mild,
are very tasty.
Wild,
yeah. Not super bitter and
It's
really really hoppy though. Lots of dry hopping.
Yeah. No, Grand Rapids, though, man, you can go there, and like that's a place to go if you want to drink beer all day, man.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
We definitely did the Michigan beer tour. And Grand Rapids was our third stop, though, so we were kind of like,
You know, because you got Founders up there.
Got roughed up, but.
You got Founders, which is always nice. They got a great patio out there and shit.
Just up there for Founders Fest.
And their fucking sandwiches are like the size of my head, man. Jesus Christ. I remember the wife and I, the first time we were there.
He's got a really tiny head, so it's not that big. You know, I'm just kidding.
We both ordered sandwiches. We couldn't, and I can usually eat like a goddamn horse. And I was like, shit, I can't finish this thing. I got this like mega stacked sandwich from hell. And I was like, it was huge. But and then you got, you know, like I said, they got the Knickerbocker. And there's all those other breweries in the town. Those are the two bigger ones, you know, out of the craft brews.
Yeah, I think we just went to Grand Rapids Beer Company, Founders, and Brewery Vivant.
Okay. You know, but Michigan itself just got some fucking great breweries.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
You could just, especially that, you go up the West Coast.
Kalamazoo, too, man.
Yeah,
Kalamazoo.
Oh, yeah.
But if you just go up the West Coast,
you're going to hit, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, Kalamazoo, you got Bell's, and you got, you know.
Oh, you got tons. You got
the Dark
Bells,
Horses out there.
Arcadia, One Well.
And then we hit
so many others. I'm just not won't come to my brain right now.
We hit some smaller ones. The one day, her and I will like we'll try to go like hit like you know like smaller places.
Rupert's, Gonzo's.
You know, we hit a place called. We've been back there a couple times now, and there's the train.
There's the train, folks. Regular visitor on the podcast.
We hit the Sister Lakes Brewing. It's up there by Sister. It's in Sister Lakes, Michigan. Is it called Sister Lakes? I don't know. It's right by these two lakes. There's two lakes, so they call them Sister Lakes. Nice place, man. And the beer was good. The food was good. The staff was great. Little place off the beaten path. But I love those little. It's like we went out to Kuntz Lake Brewing, out by Kuntz
Lake Brewing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really.
And that, you know. The beer was pretty good. You know, nothing that I was like, ooh, God, no, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and it was just this little off-the-wall place, but, you know, like I said, the staff was really friendly, and then we hit another place, Paw Paw Brewing, Paw Paw, Michigan.
Paw Paw, Michigan. That's exit 60 on 94
you
East.
Know, okay, so this place, I actually, it was kind of a dive. Like, the building it's in is kind of a, it's kind of divey.
I like a dive.
You know, but... they had some good brews there and some good food.
All that matters.
It was quote unquote charming, to say the least, you know.
Charming.
The atmosphere, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, so we hit a lot of like we try to hit these little spots, like these little breweries lately, and just trying to find stuff and go places and I've come up with found some great little, you know, hole in the wall places that
need to come down to Deviate.
Yep. I haven't been to Deviate yet.
I'm not gonna mention them again until I get something free for them. They never give me anything free.
I need to get down central Indiana there.
There's some. I mean, per capita, it's definitely hit tons of breweries. Quality wise, there's only a few that I really, really, really like, but there's lots of good ones.
Yeah,
a few great ones. Deviate is one of the great ones.
360.
That's worth one free beer.
Was it 390 brewery we just went to in Illinois? It's like the punk rock brewery. That was real nice. It was kind of cool, except for if anybody from 390 is listening, but
what's
don't
390?
Place don't what?
390.
I think it's called 390 Brewing.
350.
No, 390.
390?
I think it's 390.
Where is it in Chicago?
Or is it 350?
Is it in Chicago? Is it in Tinley?
It's in Tinley, yeah.
350.
350, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, Sublime is not punk rock. I just want to let you know that. Don't turn off the good music and turn on Sublime. Thank you. Have a nice day.
I like Sublime.
Yeah, but if I'm in a punk rock place, like if I'm in a place that's playing like pop punk.
Yeah, it is kind of like punk. Yeah, I've been there.
Because I was looking at the wall and they got like, you know, the Descendants and NoFX and Ray Gun stuff and all this shit. And then you get this guy and you're playing NoFX on the radio. And it was actually one of my favorite, playing Linoleum, which is like probably one of the only songs most people know by NoFX. But, you know, I'm like, oh, it's a good song. And then he stops it to turn on Sublime.
Oh, like straight up stopped it and then turned on?
Yeah.
Like not just next song?
No, I'm like, don't do this. Don't do this.
You gotta let the song ride out in the public place.
Yeah.
Unless it's just obvious, like.
You know. But the food was good. The food was good and the beer was good and the people were friendly, except for the guy who turned on Sublime.
Did you go anywhere else in Tinley?
No, that day I think we just hit there. We had quite a few beers and we headed home.
No food there. So maybe eat at 350 or somewhere else, or, you know, hit McDonald's or something. But Hailstorm Brewing.
Yeah, we talked about...
Hailstorm's got some solid brews.
We talked about going to Hailstorm, but like I said, they didn't have food and we were hungry.
Right. They got pretzels.
Yeah.
Fill up on free pretzels.
You know, but we hit... And then where else did we go? We usually like to go to like Homewood Flossmoor or Flossmoor Station Brewery.
Never been there.
Food's really good. The beer's really good. You know, it's gotten quite popular over the years.
Yeah.
They got the best fried pickles in town.
Stop saying that. I hate pickles.
I love fried pickles, man. Oh, I could eat fried pickles all day long. I just had some last night at B-Dubs.
Oh, man. That's just gross, dude.
I was trying to think.
I'm in the minority there, but pickles are disgusting.
I could eat fried pickles and poutine all day long, man.
I'll fuck with some gravy, dude. But yeah.
Dude, the Canadians got one thing right, man. One thing right.
Yeah.
And that was poutine. Yeah. You can't go wrong with cheese curds, gravy, and French fries. There's nothing wrong with any of those three things. And together, they're fucking delightful.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll mess with that stuff. Really, I've been losing a lot of weight. But I've still been eating plenty of fucking fat and stuff like that, man. Just really staying away from sugar and, you know, staying the fuck out of McDonald's and shit. Stop eating fucking at work.
Fast food is that'll blow you up faster than a goddamn air pump up your ass.
For real. But sugar is air pump up your ass. Speaking of air compressors, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that wouldn't be good. But yeah, did you fuck? I think sugar is the worst. That's the one thing that worked for me, because I always tried all kinds of crazy ass diets, but I never really cut out a lot of sugar. And yeah, except for beer. Whoops.
You know, I it's just everything has sugar in it. And I've never been a big sugar person, like a big candy person or a big sugary thing person.
You start looking at like meats and shit, you got know, sugar in it. Like, why the fuck does this have sugar in it?
And I'm more of a I'm more of a meat and potatoes kind of guy. Right. But then I like vegetables too. But it depends on the vegetable. Well, I like all. I mean, I don't think there's anything I won't eat. Let's put it that way. Except for watermelon. I hate watermelon. I hate watermelon. I hate watermelon. I hate watermelon.
Fuck watermelon.
But unless somebody plugged a bottle of vodka in it, and then I'll
Usually, wasn't it a bottle of Everclear back in the day?
Yeah, yeah. Now it's just vodka.
Did you ever go to a Noah Fest?
Mm-mm.
No? Yeah, I think he usually had one of those.
But yeah.
Are you going to watch this fight tonight?
If it's on somewhere, I will, wherever we go. I just...
Sideshow, right?
Yeah, it is. It's just, you know what?
It's a fucking circus sideshow.
It's a circus sideshow. And that's.
Well, it's a circus main event. Let's put it that way.
You know, I hope McGregor wins.
Everyone does.
But I don't know. I mean, he's got the age advantage, I guess, so to speak. But.
It's Mayweather, man. I mean, unless you're like a really hardcore fan of boxing, dude, I think even if you're like a racist black person, you're still rooting for McGregor.
Yeah, I think it's just because. People want to see things rotate, I think.
I don't know. He's just such a good technical boxer.
Yeah.
Boring as shit to watch.
Yeah. Boring as shit.
McGregor's going to be a lot bigger than him.
Yeah.
He can definitely has the power to knock him out. I don't know if he's got the skill to catch him with that punch, though.
Well, if McGregor goes at him early on, I think...
It's going to have to be a lot of brawling, I think. A lot of clinching and...
Yeah,
I was listening to Rogan's podcast, and I think it was him. He said that it's probably in the rules, and like the boxing referees aren't going to allow a whole lot of that business, you know, especially since it's a Mayweather production. So
yeah,
we'll see. I don't know. I'm hoping to watch it. I think I'm going to go. My buddy Steve's, if you are interested.
Yeah, like I said, I'll see what's up with the wife unit.
Yeah,
see what.
I'm going to do a live podcast call on the fight. Fucking a review on the fight. It's right when the McGregor fights comes on, round one, be like, all right, it's done.
Yeah, let's go.
Have you ever listened to one of those, the fight recaps from Rogan?
No, I never.
They're pretty funny. They always get off topic and, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
They talk about fighting about 35% of the time.
Well, because sometimes, you know, you watch a boxing match and you got those rounds that are just boring as shit. Oh, you know, they're dancing around like a couple fairies in the ring and, you know, they throw one or two love taps at each other and you're like, boy, that was a waste of a fucking round.
No shit.
You know, then you got other rounds that are, you know, full throttle. They're all beating the living shit out of each other type of thing. But yeah. I'm more curious as to with the whole Bears season thing. I'm placing my bets when Trubisky is going to be the starting quarterback.
All right, let's do some predictions. All
game
right.
Three.
Bears record. What do you think overall record at the end of the season will be?
4-12.
I'm going to say we're 6-10.
Boy, that's being optimistic.
Yeah, it is a little optimistic. It's thinking that we'll stay fairly healthy and, you know, Jordan Howard won't have a sophomore slump or anything like that.
I'm thinking 4-12, and Trubisky is starting after game three, starting game four. They'll go three games, and Glennon's going to be a complete failure.
For me, for Trubisky to start, all that has to be proven to me is that the offensive line can protect a quarterback. If they prove to me that if we're getting good protection for Glennon, then I'm cool with Trubisky coming in there, man. But if someone's going to go get killed... We'll make it that little head fuck, dude. That fucking tall son of a bitch, man.
Yeah. I mean, nothing against Glennon, but he's just not... I
have something against him. He got $15 million as a backup when we could have just kept fucking Barkley and Hoyer. Lost just as many fucking games.
I'm saying nothing against him.
And paid fucking $13 million less for the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, I'm not saying nothing against him. I'm going to say nothing against him personally, but I think it was a...
More props to him. Get your fucking money, dude.
Yeah, it was a turd of a signing. It was a head scratcher.
Terrible signing, dude.
Man, what are you fucking thinking when you're doing this? What are you?
I'd rather have Colin Kaepernick. I really would.
Nah.
I don't want to go into that. That's what I've been trolling mostly. He's making like logical arguments. He's definitely like being blackballed in a way.
Oh, but you know what the thing is?
It's not because of black or white, dude. It's because of green.
It's because he's a tar.
Because of green.
And I think that's what everybody keeps forgetting. It's not because of black. It's not because of white. It's because he's a retard.
It's because he's a retard.
Because, you know, I hate this shit when they talk about racism and they talk about this stuff. Who was it? There was my wife was it was on TV the other night, and they had, where were we at? Oh, is it B-Dubs? And you got this clown. He's got this, it's got the black power fist and Colin Kaepernick's head behind it, and it's this star. And they're like, oh, you know, the oppression of the black peoples or whatever it is. And I'm going, you make more in 1 year than I'll make in my entire goddamn lifetime. If you want to talk to me about oppression, no, go fuck yourself, because you are the example that there's not oppression in that. Nobody stopped you from making millions of dollars. Nobody stopped you from being successful. There's nothing there. Colin Kaepernick's a prime example. He's a fucking complete hypocrite when he talks about this bullshit, you know, about, you know, the racisms or whatever it is, because you are a prime example. You make millions of goddamn dollars. Well, you're not now because you decided to be a retard, but
maybe he's making more now.
He might be. But, you know, you are a prime example that there's not this. And don't give me this bullshit, because I know plenty of white people who aren't going to make that much money. I know plenty of Hispanic people who aren't going to make that much money. And it's not because of oppression. It's not because of this. It's because either A, you don't have the skill, or B, you're just a waste of air who sits on their ass all day bitching and moaning about everybody else. You got to start taking some fucking accountability. You got to start looking at yourself and going,
No one would have made that a story. None of that shit would have been anything. You'd have just been kneeling on the sideline. No one would have fucking noticed.
No.
I blame media for most.
Well,
most division in this country, I blame media and government.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because
Because, like, when I look out my window, I see people of all races, and I see happy people.
I mean, really, most 99% of the American public is too busy working, dealing with their families, dealing with their personal lives, dealing with all their bullshit, to give a shit about race, creed, or color. I mean, they just don't care.
What do you think the average age of these protesters are? Not the fucking racist fucks. They don't even count as humans to me, man. They're the ones that are fucking barely human.
19
still.
To 25, and they all live in mom's basement.
Like,
they were showing people are getting paid to go to these protests. They're paying people. They have ads. There's ads on Craigslist and stuff like that to pay people. George Soros's Open Society Foundation or whatever it is hires people to go to protests. And don't get me started on George Soros, because that guy is probably the closest thing to the goddamn Antichrist that there is out there right now. I mean, he really is. The guy is a shady motherfucker.
By all accounts, he seems like a very bad person.
He's a very bad person, and unfortunately, people like him live for goddamn ever.
Yeah.
You know, but you know they have. You know, they're paying people to go to these protests. They're paying people to do this stuff, and it's like, if you're paying people to protest, then you're really defeating the purpose of a protest. You're trying to move your agenda.
It's not a protest.
No.
When you pay them, they just become extras in a fucking act, in a play.
Act, or they become mercenaries.
Yeah. Yeah.
For your army.
Mercenaries, there you go.
Yeah, mercenaries for your political army. Yeah. And most of these kids, you know, the problem with a lot of the, and especially the millennial generation, and I think there's even a divide, even in the millennial generation, the later millennial generation is...
Right, because I'm like almost on the... I'm like almost considered a millennial.
Right.
And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking
about? Yeah, I'm on the tail edge of the Gen X, you know, type of thing, or tail end.
That's where I am, too.
Yeah. You know,
I don't know what it's all made up bullshit anyway, so...
Yeah. Nobody knows what year or what.
And I don't like saying all millennials, because I know a lot of from working in pizza delivery, you know, that, like, a lot of kids there, you know, got good heads on their shoulders.
Yeah, man. No, and I'm not saying, like everybody, but for the most...
Too,
but there's a large portion of them you see where, you know, kids who grew up in the, like a lot of Gen Xers, or even a lot of people who, like, I grew up, you know, like, my parents were baby boomers and all kinds of stuff like that. We had it pretty good, you know, and then you had the earlier Gen Xers who had kids, and they had it pretty good, but the problem with it was they never had any accountability for their kids, you know. They didn't hold their kids to any kind of standards, and it wasn't kind of like I like the idea of, you know, well, when you're 18, if you ain't doing shit, you're out of the house kind of thing, you know, type of deal. And then if you're 22, 23, and even if you're doing shit, you're still out of the house type of deal, you know, right, type of thing.
You know, when I left my mom's house, you know what age I was?
What?
26.
Oh, hell, you know. But
that was a lot more because my father passed away when I was a teenager. So, you know, she didn't have anyone around. So,
but you know, there's always
free rent.
There's exceptions to every clause and stuff like that. But you got a lot of these kids who want things handed to them. They don't want to have to work for anything, you know, and they want things handed to them. And you go,
it's a dangerous culture to create.
It's a very dangerous culture. And so you got these kids, you know, everything's a fucking right. No, not everything is a right, boys and girls. No. You know, everything's a right. Everything is, you know, I should have this. I should have free health care. I should have this. I should have that. I should have this. You know, well, the problem with it is when you start handing out everything for free, then who gets paid?
The government.
You know? Yeah, the government, right? You know, but then you start draining. But if nobody's getting paid, then the government can't even take money from you if you're not getting paid. I mean, it really becomes it's like the fucking snake eating its own tail type of deal, you know? And you run into this problem where everybody's taking and nobody's giving. And then, you know, these kids just need to get a fucking job and live their lives and quit worrying about everybody else, what they're going
to
do.
They need to realize that right now in their life, they don't know shit.
Yeah, they don't know shit.
At that age, I didn't know shit.
Number two,
man.
Don't rely on somebody else to do the things.
I was an idiot.
To do the things that you need.
Your prefrontal cortex is not fully developed until you're 25.
Right. You know,
I was a fucking idiot.
So all these kids, you know, they sit in mama's basement and now they're all, you know, it was like all the Bernie Sanders supporters and shit like that, you know. Free shit, free candy for everyone. But yeah, where's it going to come from? Who's going to make the candy? If you give away the candy for free, nobody's going to fucking make the candy. You know, people are like, free healthcare. But then who's going to pay the doctors? Who's going to pay the nurses? Who's
I love his altruistic ruse, but you know.
You know, let me put it to you this way. If you could possibly figure out a way to give stuff away for free where it has no impact and it's just, you know, it could work possibly.
It's always going to have an impact.
I'd love it. I'd be the first one to sign up. If somebody could tell me that they can make healthcare for free and it wouldn't affect anything and they wouldn't, then, and number two, you also, if you have a government running it and it's free, the government's going to tell you what you can and can't have, you know, and then it starts turning into rationing and stuff like that because it's not free anymore because there's no, but if you could make it infinite and nobody was, you know, picking and choosing what treatments you could get or whatever it is, I'd be all for it. I'd be the first one to sign up.
Sure.
You know? Like, if that whole communist, socialist utopia could actually work. It can't. But if it could actually work, I'd be the first one to sign up. Be like, yeah, fine. Hey, great. Everything's paid for. I don't have to worry about
shit. If you could figure
out
all the paid for shit, not even the monetary part, even if it's all figured out, if it's falling down from the fucking sky, you create a fucking lazy ass... Not self-sufficient.
No.
I mean, just...
not motivated.
Just not motivated to do anything. Yeah. We had another beer. Damn.
Yeah.
I was stupid only bringing two beers.
I should have brought some.
Urban Artifact should send us some real quick, even though this is nowhere except your computer right now.
I got a 20% beer sitting in the fridge.
20%?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's from a brewery that doesn't exist anymore now. It was a Twisted Kate out in LaPorte.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what happened to them. So
yeah, they went out of business. I've been there before. They had some decent beers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a nice little place. I had ended up, we were there one night, and he's like, you want to try this? And I'm like, yeah, sure. So the wife and I were sitting there, and it was a 20%er he was messing around with or whatever it was. And so I took home a 4-pack of it.
20%er, damn. Was it stout?
No, it was a, I think it was like an IPA that
what
was just
in the hell,
just fermented to hell, man.
It seems like a really bad idea, but
it's
yeah,
like
I'll try
it's like
once.
It's like cough syrup, but it'll.
I like enjoying my beers. Yeah, I had a few beers from them. They're not bad. Laporte, have you ever been to what was it? Is it Back Road?
Yeah, Back Road. I've never been there. I've had their stuff, but
you should go in there sometime. It's looks like where a serial killer would hang out or something. It's like in a fucking loading dock or some shit.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, Port's a weird town, man. It's like a lot of these towns around here. They just don't seem to support much.
No.
It's like Valpo. The biggest brewery in Valpo is like the worst one. You know, Figure Eight.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The food's good there.
Yeah, the food's not bad. I thought, I liked him at first, man, but then I started getting other options. I think Forefathers beats the shit out of him.
Yeah, and I like Ironwood just because it's kind of like a small little hole in the wall.
I just like to hang out there.
Yeah.
Barb does pretty good beers, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got that Porter. That's pretty good there. Commodore, I think.
Yeah. She's cool shit.
Yeah.
Just as far as people go. And the people at Forefathers are awesome, too.
The problem with Forefathers is it become kind of the hip joint to hang out at, and I don't like crowds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Especially in that place.
It's kind of small. it's like Spam in a can, you know?
You need to fucking expand.
They should just move into where Figure Eight is. And
Figure Eight's got a really nice location, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, they do.
Shit.
I remember the first beer I had from Figure Eight was the worst beer I've ever had in my life, too. It was this... We were at this beer fest. It was Valpo Beer Fest, and... the wife, it was a watermelon wheat. Oh.
Now, Why would you even try that?
Well, like, I don't even like watermelon to begin with, but this was just, I mean, it was like it came out of a donkey's ass, man.
Oh, man, that sounds good.
Fucking terrible.
I'm sure that I had it.
Oh, God, it was just fucking brutal. Even my wife, who likes watermelon, was like, this is fucking terrible. I'm like, yeah, it is.
I can probably pull up and see if I've had it or not and call it that specific shitty beer.
Another one of the worst beers I ever had was actually from 18th Street.
Really? Which one was that?
Oh, God. Okay, so it was right when they were opening up. They were just starting out, and I was at Crown Brew Fest, and it was a pale ale. Holy shit.
This, not good?
Oh, God. I mean, I felt like somebody had taken a fucking bridal bouquet and just jammed it in my mouth and just told me to choke on it. It was just fucking terrible. Oh,
that
God
good, huh?
Damn. I'm like, what'd you guys ferment this shit with? With fucking roses or something? Because it was just fucking bad, man.
Doesn't sound good.
Now I've had some other great stuff from them.
Oh, yeah. They have. They have some misses for sure, but they definitely have some hits. Their Hunter series is awesome. But
I missed their... they had an Imperial IPA called Newbie and Overlord.
Newbie and Overlord, huh?
Yeah, well, that was really good, man. Boy, that was a good one. Yeah, they've got they either have like really good or just kind of meh like stuff. They're really they're really polar on the scale, you know.
I would agree with you there.
You know, I don't know. I think a lot of people, you know, I think as there's options and more options come about, I'm looking for more. I hate to say it. I'm looking for more of an average beer. I'm not looking for that ultimate beer anymore. I'm looking for stuff that I can drink and enjoy.
Daily drinker?
Yeah, I like daily drinkers anymore. Yeah. I like my, you know, if I go somewhere and I find something, I'm like, hey, this is pretty good, and I could drink a lot of this, and it's cool. That's what I really start looking for.
Yeah,
you know. I'll see things like Shoreline, you know. Shoreline, you know, it's okay. It's, you know, middle-of-the-road brewery type of thing. But, you know, like Beltane. Beltane's one of those beers. I could just drink a piss ton of it and be happy with it.
Yeah.
And I'm great.
Is that a Scotch ale?
Yeah. Scottish ale. Scottish, but it's not a Scotch ale, yeah. I always get those messed up, too. I'm like, somebody will say, well, it's a Scotch ale. No, it's a Scottish ale.
Scottish, yeah.
You know, I love a good Scotch ale, though, man.
Like a Scotch ale and a Scotch egg right now. That'd be good.
Scotch eggs are a little too much for me. But Scotch ale, now we're talking.
Man, wish we had some beer.
Yeah.
What do you think, man? You want to wrap this up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
All right.
All right, because we're rambling and it looks like we're petering out, so.
Yeah, man. Thanks for listening. If you actually listened to it this far, really appreciate it.
Yep.
And we'll be doing next week. 95% sure we'll be doing a Bears preview show.
Yes.
Should be doing that for most of the home games because I will be up here for most of the home games. So we're trying to get Pete Bonet. I don't know if you have a Bears expert friend you'd like to bring along. But
no, but I got plenty of people who like to talk shit about the Bears. So
yeah? Well, maybe we get an antagonist in here, too.
All right.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Wrapping
Take it
up.
Easy.
Later on, guys and gals.